Kokedama, which translates as moss ball, is a technique derived from bonsai, a method created in Japan of enclosing plants in mud and moss, making a self-contained display that needs no other container. Leimomi Kennison specializes in succulent plants, and she's got a way of teaching people, no experience necessary, to make kokedama with succulents. She's on the phone from her Makawao shop. Good morning, Leimomi.
Good morning.
I wasn't familiar with this, and when I looked into it a little bit, you could make some really nice displays with this, can't you?
Yes, you can. You can manipulate the plants and stick them in basically anything that you wanted, with a little creativity, of course.
You don't need to, in other words, you get around having a pot completely, yeah?
Yeah, I've stuck them in small, tiny wall designs and other hanging glass things or basic bowls that you can plant them in as long as they have good drainage. Or if they don't have drainage in the bowls, you put a lot of drainage rocks in there, so...
Drainage rocks, I'm not familiar with that term. What is that, very porous rocks?
No, you basically just would use any type of rock that, maybe just, like lava rock,
uh-huh.
or pebbles, or any type of thing where the roots, where it could separate the water from the roots.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of creates a pathway for the water to go out.
Yeah, so the roots don't sit in the water. It just collects at the bottom.
What's the definition of a succulent?
You know, succulents are just fatty plants. They hold a lot of water. There's succulents, there's cactus. They're part of all the same family, but, you know, there are some differences between the cactus and succulent family, most of it being... Cactus don't really need a lot of water to survive. Succulents, they kind of do need water to survive, a lot more than people think.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
Yeah, actually, Leimomi, I had a perception of them, I'm probably confusing them more with cactus, that succulents needed a lot less water than regular houseplants. Not true, huh?
It depends where you put them. If they do have full sun, and you get it full sun direct every single day, you mm-hmm. do need to water them a lot more.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but you can neglect them for a couple of weeks if the plant is indoors. But I think what most people tend to forget is succulents need direct sun every single day, or their shape, the texture and everything will change, and they start to stretch for the sun, and they look for the sun, and they'll stretch out, and they'll totally change their shape from when you first got them. So it's very important that you do get them a lot of sun every single day.
So that would obviously affect your choice of where to put at any kind of display that you made with these. Huh?
Yeah, most definitely. I do tell people when I do sell my plants is, if you do have them indoors, if you can get them direct sun, at least 3 to 4 hours of direct sun every single day, you can have them indoors. If you can't, then you have to take them out and you have to get them full sun, or maybe not full direct heated sun, especially if it's in the house. If you take them out directly into heated sun, it's going to burn the plant. And so they're very, very... sketchy, or
yeah.
I think of another word of them, but they're very temperamental, and so you have to learn about them, play with them, and you'll do good. You know, I don't like to sell my plants and tell people, yeah, just put them in the house and they'll grow.
Yeah, no. Right.
Yeah, they don't grow if it's in the house without sun. They'll start to change their shape and probably eventually die.
Well, you see, that goes against the perception that I had of succulents was there being far lower maintenance than other plants. But you're saying it's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah, I mean, they're low maintenance if you leave them in a pot outside and you don't do anything with them. But my designs are creative. They're very artsy. And so if you buy them like how you see them and you don't take care of them, then they'll change their shape and it'll totally destroy the design. It won't look like how you first got them. But you follow my instructions, I teach you how to maintain them and care for them, then they will stay that shape for a majority of the time, and then eventually you will have to repot them.
And the changing of shape that you describe, Leimomi, is a seeking after sunlight, that they will actually stretch.
Yeah, they'll like I say, their neck will stretch like a giraffe. And they will go and they will find the nearest source of sunlight and any bright light or whatever they can find. So,
can they be tricked to think of that a bright light is sunlight and move toward that when it really isn't going to do them any good?
You know, I haven't really tried that out indoors. Maybe I should try that out and see if I can make them turn. But no, I think if you have your design on the inside of the house, and it's on the coffee table, and there's a window maybe to the right of it, you'll see the succulents start to turn right, and they'll start to stretch out to the right, because I think they can just feel the heat coming off of that window. So, you know, they're smart plants. They're definitely tricky plants. They're not as easy as people think they are, but they're fun. And so, you know, I always love to educate people and teaching them how to grow their succulents and maintain them when they get too big or too out of control or when they start to elongate out and stretch. And so, you know, that's what I'm all about, is educating them about the plants.
Well, I'm a little more educated than I was a few minutes ago, Leimomi.
See?
So
working
thanks
already.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Good talking to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Leimomi Kennison is the owner of Maui Succulent Designs in Makawao. She's offering a succulent Kokedama workshop Saturday, August 27th from 8:30 to 10 a.m. at the Maui Swap Meet.